The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith.
إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maha Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program's Dialogue, and we're talking about the holy month of Ramadan. So, dear friends, when we're talking about the holy month of Ramadan, this blessed and beautiful month, we find that this is the month which is hosted by Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. Now, just as a precursor, the word Ramadan comes from the root word Ramadha, and this means to burn. But interestingly, it is a burning which is not accompanied by smoke nor ash. And one of the reasons for the naming of this month as the month of Ramadan is because the sins of human beings are burnt and destroyed. This month, dear brothers and sisters, dear believers, dear friends, is a beautiful month in which we must definitely try our best to take full advantage of this opportunity. There are so many countless opportunities in this holy month of Ramadan, but we find here again that one of the reasons that this holy month is named Ramadan is because the sins of people are burned, they are destroyed, they are erased from our ledger. And so, why would we not want to take this opportunity where this month, which is hosted by Allah, and this month in which, by its name, it erases the sins of people, why would we not take advantage of this great opportunity? This opportunity, this almost excuse for the Almighty Allah, the Merciful, the Most Quick to forgive our sins. But of course, we must remember that the first step when it comes to our sins being erased is that we have to ask for forgiveness. We have to realize that we have committed errors. We must be shameful and regretful of these sins that we have committed. And of course, we must repent sincerely to the Most Forgiving, the Almighty Allah. And so, one of the things that we can do in this holy month of Ramadan, this month hosted by Allah, this month in which the sins of people are burnt, destroyed, and erased. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith. And all physically fit and mature Muslims are required to fast every day of this month of Ramadan. Fasting is not unique to Islam. It is there in Christianity, in Judaism, even in Hindu and Buddhist tradition. There is this tradition of fasting. However, in Islam, when we talk about fasting, it is more involved in a sense that every day of the month of Ramadan, we have to abstain from dawn to dusk, abstaining from food, even from drinking water. And those who are smokers are not allowed to smoke. You know, so you'll see at the time of iftar, many people go for food, others will go outside. You know, but it's not that we encourage smoking, but that is also one of the abstinence that they have to observe. And especially keeping in mind that, you know, we do this for 29 or 30 days of the month of Ramadan. And since the Islamic months, the Islamic calendar is 10 days shorter than the common calendar. And so it does not always occur on the same, you know, time frame as the common calendar. It is always 10 days ahead. And it takes about 30 years for the month of Ramadan to go through the cycle of the seasons. And so we get this question many times. Why do the Muslims fast? There are different ways of answering that. It is actually nothing to do with the issue of atonement for the sins. This is actually considered to be an act of worship in Islam, to fast during the month of Ramadan. And the reason are multiple, actually. It has to do with physical benefits, spiritual benefits, as well as social benefits. When it comes to the physical level, you know, one thing is sure. If you fast for 29 or 30 days of the month, at the end of the month, you are going to lose a few pounds, provided you are careful with your iftar and the pre-dawn meal. Because if you overeat at that time, then, you know, it doesn't really help in that way. But we know that fasting itself has physical benefits. There was a report published from the scientist of the University of South California, where it was interesting to see that they are writing, fasting for 3 days can regenerate the entire immune system, even among the elderly. And so definitely when we do the fasting on a physical level also, there is benefit for us.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين.